Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininem Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the 6th largest textile and apparel exporter today. He said India is moving ahead in direction of manufacturing high-grade carbon fiber. The Prime Minister also stated that government is working on creating skilled talent pool for textile sector.
Farm, fiber, fabric, fashion or foreign ka vision ab Bharat ke liye ek mission banta ja raha hai. Ye mission har kisi ke liye growth ke naye raaste khol raha hai. Aaj hum duniya ke chhathe sabse bade textile aur apparels exporter hai. Hamara textile niryat 3 lakh crore rupaye tak pahunch chuka hai. Ab hamara lakshya hai 2030 tak हम इसे 9 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक लेकर जाएंगे.
Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country.
भारत टेक्स के इस आयोजन में हमारे परिधानों के जरिए भारत की सांस्कृतिक विविधता के दर्शन होते हैं. पूरब से पश्चिम, उत्तर से दक्षिण, हमारे यहाँ कितने तरह के पारंपरिक परिधान है, एक एक परिधान के कितने कितने प्रकार है. ऐसे आयोजनों के जरिए हमारी ये विविधता और विशेषता वस्त्र उद्योग के विस्तार का भी माध्यम बने.
He lauded the efforts of all the stakeholders involved in the organization of the event. The Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex, a major global event, began on Friday and will continue till today. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Nagaland's advisor for school education, Kekrel Hulie Yome, has said the ongoing process of transfers of teachers will continue despite opposition from various quarters. He, however, assured that exceptional cases would be handled with a sensitive approach. Mr. Yome said that rationalization is a process aimed at balancing teacher distribution, where teachers are reassigned from schools with surpluses to those with shortages, especially in rural and underserved areas. Despite the difficulties, resistance and opposition, the advisor assured that the rationalization process would continue as planned, with the department revisiting cases where specific concerns or exceptional issues arise. Earlier this month, the Nagaland Department of School Education ordered the transfer and posting of over 1,600 teachers as part of the rationalization process in government schools across the state. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing the inaugural session of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman yesterday, the minister said both projects will be among the key collaborative connectivity initiatives for the region. He asserted that it is vital to ensure that connectivity initiatives in Indian Ocean region are consultative and transparent and not unilateral and opaque. The minister stated that there is a churn at the two ends of the ocean, one being the conflict in West Asia and the other being the tensions and contestations being witnessed in the Indo-Pacific. He emphasized that adhering to agreements and understandings is a central element to ensuring stability and predictability.
The Indo-Pacific has been witnessing deeper tensions and sharper contestations. The scenario is intrinsically maritime in nature, involving respect for and observance of international law. There are other concerns, some related, some autonomous. Stronger assertions of interest is one issue, concerns about unilateral changes to the status quo another.
Ministry of Ayush has announced the opening of nominations for the prestigious Prime Minister's Yoga Awards for the 2025 edition of the International Day of Yoga. These awards recognize individuals and organizations that have made significant and sustained contributions to the promotion and development of yoga both nationally and internationally. The awards will be conferred in the National Individual, National Organization, International Individual and International Organization categories. Each winner will receive a trophy, certificate and a cash award of 25 lakh rupees. Applications and nominations can be submitted via the MyGov platform on or before 31st March this year. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.